On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I mean, last year is done. I think the good thing about football is you got to prove it again. I think you can build off of last year for sure, but we know it starts out here by putting the work in to be able to do that when that time comes.
He's explosive. He's highly competitive. For his size, he plays with great vision and pad level. You know, that's exactly what you want down there because you're not going to be able to block everybody. So you're going to have to break arm tackles. You're going to have to get some yards on your own, which he is certainly capable of.
So you hear Derrick Henry talking about the season that was and now this season upcoming, and you heard Todd Monken talking about it as well, and obviously talking about Derrick Henry. And before we get to Derrick Henry, by the way, the Ravens on the practice field today as now they get ready in earnest for Sunday night. Only people missing from practice, Isaiah Likely, who Ian Rappaport tweeted out this morning, he's not expected to play Sunday.
Duh.
Yeah. No Pat Ricard. And he has not practiced since August 14th, so that's interesting to pay attention to. Jaire Alexander back at practice today, for what it's worth.
Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to have enough of a runway for him to play in this game. That'll be an interesting decision. I'm sure we'll get some angry Harbs on that on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he's willing to say about that, I'm guessing not much. The Ricard thing stinks, but I can't imagine he's playing in this game. Good on them for continuing to address special teams, which was a massive problem last year.
Signed JT Gray, yeah, and he was on the field today.
Continue to do that. And then, obviously, look, Derrick Henry 2.0, what can he do for an encore?
Yes.
He's not going to have Likely out there to attract defenders. He's not going to have Pat Ricard out there to railroad people for him, but... he's going to be in a backfield with Lamar Jackson, which proved last year after about a 2.5 game sort of feeling out process to be absolutely pulverizing for opposing defenses. And this is a guy who's going over 2,000 total yards. This is a guy who scored 19 touchdowns and 19 starts. He scored a touchdown in 14 of the 19 yeah. games he played in. That's obviously a hell of a starting leaping off point for this offense. I think he may catch a few more balls this year. I think he may rush a little bit less. They've obviously kept four running backs. I think they'd like to be able to have other people up to take some load off of him when there are blowouts, and there inevitably will be blowouts. And hell, they blew out Buffalo last year and got a lot of people off their feet. So maybe some of that's even able to start week one. But, you know, I think they will be expecting 1,500-ish total yards out of Derrick
yes.
Henry. I think that he will continue to be an absolute monster inside the red zone and in goal-to-goal situations, and I think he'll continue to be good for about a touchdown a game as long as that offensive line holds up. And I just wonder if the running back position overall, in part because they are keeping four, I wonder if the running back position overall shows up a little bit more in the passing game this year. A little bit of that being Henry, but obviously Justice Hill's a great fit, and Keaton Mitchell is an interesting piece.
It's a duh moment, but assuming Derrick Henry's healthy, I'm not betting against him to have a monster season. No. And I think the number you hit is perfect. I think 1,500 yards and double-digit touchdowns is what I expect from Derrick Henry. He's a freak show. And until he shows me signs he's slowing down, I'm not going to bet against him. I'm going to expect him to be somewhere near a reasonable facsimile of what he was a year ago.
Yes. Now, again, Father Time, the sickle, the inevitability of, you know, 3,000 plus carries eventually catching up to him. I don't know when that's coming. It will happen. And this team has had exceedingly overwhelmingly positive injury luck, or whatever you want to call it, the football gods. It's really swung in their favor, offensively in particular, the last couple of years. Are they able to keep this five-man unit together as much as they did last year? Are they able to get that many carries out of Derrick Henry again? Like, I don't know the answer to those questions. But I think Derrick Henry will be a wrecking ball when he's available.
Is it possible that he's just the running back version of Jerry Rice? And what I mean by that is, and I'm not expecting him to do that till he's 40, but Jerry Rice had a 1,200-yard season at the age of 40 years old. Like, we kept saying, athletic mortality is going to catch up. It's going to catch up. It's going to catch up. Well, and he was no longer the best receiver in football, but he was still a high-end receiver into his late 30s.
I would say this is a different position. This is a different level of sort of triage, or this is a different level, different degree of. I mean, Derrick Henry's a battering ram.
But what I'm saying is he's the outlier. He's not the norm.
He already is. But, yeah. I mean, he's playing like a 25-year-old at that position at age 30. And Adrian Peterson was able to do it for a little while after 30. And I'd say he had, you know, 1 to 2 significant seasons after that. And then he just wanted to play forever, and he just became a compiler. And if you wanted a guy to go out there who's willing to tote the rock 20 times for 65 yards, he'll wave his hand. But that's what it was the last 3 seasons or so. I don't know that Derrick Henry wants or needs to do all that. You know, I think Derrick Henry, if he were to win a Super Bowl this year, might have some things to consider.
Yeah.
Moving forward, but I, what he's already proven to be a unicorn in terms of productivity and durability with that much of a ask for him, with that many carries.
To your point about Adrian Peterson, his age 30 season in Minnesota, he led the league with 1,485 yards, 11 touchdowns. He was never the same guy after that. He did have a 1,000-yard season for the Washington football team in 2018, but it wasn't
that
the
was
same.
That was a bad team, and it wasn't the same, but I mean, you could still live with him as your number one running back. Uh-huh. Like, you could do worse. He wasn't the same. I'd say he was still productive, and then it fell off a cliff. And if I ran the numbers last year, I mean, 30-year-old running backs who average, you know, above league average in yards per carry and are able to give you 200 plus carries. There's just, it doesn't happen very often. And this guy, we all think is probably going to do it again.
Yeah. What's crazy is he, and Adrian Peterson was great that year. Like, he led the league in rushing, but Derrick Henry tacked on 500 yards to what Adrian Peterson did in it, and added, he had 11 touchdowns. Henry had 16.
Yeah. I mean,
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I bet there's a big part of them that sometimes sits there and kicks themselves for not getting him at the trade deadline a year sooner and seeing what that could have looked like.
Yeah. I think they understood. Seems like they tried to get Derrick Henry at the trade deadline 2 years ago.
I mean, like if they succeeded.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't like he was untouchable.
No.
That team was going nowhere.
Yeah.
Now, They're trading the face of the franchise, so you're going to pay a premium. You could say, oh, well, he's not going to have a future there. We're still giving you more than the comp pick's going to be. And they could say, yeah, but we're not winning any games. We're not giving any people a reason to come watch us play. Will Levis is god-awful. So if we're going to give away the only thing on offense that makes us watchable, we want more than that. Yeah. And you don't want to pay the premium. I get it, because you're looking at value. But I just wonder, had they paid the premium, what history might have told us about the Ravens a year before Derrick Henry got here?
We have a monster Wednesday show. Bone is out.
Still in Greece.
He's in Greece. I've seen random pictures.
He hasn't responded to much in the thread.
No,
the last
he has not.
Days. He like, sent those pictures of sunset.
Yeah.
On like Monday, Labor Day.
Have you seen a single picture of Bone? Like he's posted pictures in our group chat, but I don't think there's a single picture of him.
Not on his.
I've seen on Instagram.
Bone on Twitter?
Yeah.
No, not on his Twitter page.
The Bone Graham is. There's pictures of Greece. That's proof of life, but I've not seen a single picture of him in Greece.
Well, I mean, apparently he's all systems go for Sunday. What is it? Game day?
Baltimore Game Day on Censor pregame.
Oh, we got to. It reminds me.
Got to do that on Friday.
Got to do a thingy, maybe even tomorrow.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever works. But yeah, we
got to do a thing about a thing.
Yeah. So, guess wise, we're packed with information. Guess wise, best bets with our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30, and part of our Baltimore baseball tonight crew. I did BBT with him last night. Ryan Ripken will talk O's and
Big week in the Ripken family.
Yeah, Saturday is the 30th anniversary of 21-31.
Tim Murray from this area. I'm sure he had an eye at noon on Malik Washington and the Terps. Malik will be joining us tomorrow. We're excited about that. A lot to get to with Tim Murray. A lot of top 10 teams. I was losing already in college football. And the O's. How about Tyler Wells last night? That was awesome.
Yeah. Good to see him back. I don't know that I'm all there for him as a starter, but I was very happy with him last night.
Get your work in now, and let's carve out a role for him that makes sense long-term next year.
Coming up next, though, Ravens met with the media on Monday. We'll be getting some audio from them later today as they are back on the practice field today. But, Nnamdi Madubuike, Ronnie Stanley, they spoke Monday. What do they have to say? You'll hear it next here on The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.